Located in front of the Spencer Museum of Art, surrounded by a serene atmosphere of gray pavement and rock, Seventh Decade Garden by Louise Nevelson is a breathtaking aluminum sculpture positioned on two beige-colored plinths. The piece itself is constructed with flat black pieces of aluminum arranged to resemble two flowers in a garden. At first sight, it seems as if there are two abstract configurations of a flower, but through close observation, you realize that the two structures are precisely the same. They're built up with the same organic shapes of aluminum located in the exact same position. The only difference is that one is elevated by a larger pedestal and oriented at a 45-degree angle. This characteristic creates an area of negative space in the center which guides the viewer around the entirety of the piece. With irregular yet congruent aluminum shapes, Seventh Decade Garden is a profound structure. Louise Nevelson, the artist who created this piece, was a Russian-American sculptor widely known for her monumental monochromatic wall pieces and outdoor sculptures. The majority of her pieces can be recognized due to their trademark style of being painted monochromatically. As a student, she was taught to practice art with a limited palette, using colors like black to discipline herself. She would go on to describe the color black as a total color. Furthermore, Nevelson played a crucial role in the feminist art movement. Credited with examining femininity in art, Nevelson challenged what traditionally was thought to be a woman's place in the field of art. Deliberately, she chose to create works that were dark, masculine, and colossal. She had a strong belief that art and sculpture should not be judged by the gender of the creator, but by the perception of each individual. All this insight into Nevelson's life and her principles allows us to better understand her sculptures, especially the Seventh Decade Garden. She developed it when she was in her 70s, hence the name. The use of irregular shapes follows Nevelson's art style of breaking barriers and becoming a favorite among art enthusiasts and collectors. I believe the two configurations symbolize the various notions and designs proposed by generations of conceptual artists, and the negative space in the center represents the feminist art movement, a component of American art history that shaped future generations. The sculpture itself resembles two flowers, which are subjects that one may recall as being soft, colorful, and weak, yet the sculpture relays an entirely contrasting idea. With compelling, abstract parts and pieces, the art portrays the talent, courage, and strength of woman. The piece opposes traditional, orthodox views and emphasizes acceptance and tolerability. The sculpture can even apply to the 21st century, as gender-based and even race and religious discrimination is widely present. The piece is yet another example of how thought-provoking messages can be conveyed through sculptures. This has been Savani Bedrivenkata with another Bulldog podcast.